He has asked the question, brother from Nigeria, your name, Khurshid?
Khalil
Mahmood. Khalil Mahmood, quite, yes. He wants to know the clear distinction between the two attributes of Allah, of being the possessor of Jalal and possessor of Jamal, and their manifestation in Islam and other religions. So that some prophets are called Jalali prophets, and some are called Jamali prophets, and sometimes there is a phase of Jalal, and there is a following phase of Jamal. That is what you wanted to find out, yes. Now, Jalal means, in ordinary terms, it may also mean anger, but it's not that. Jalal means a mood which is very serious and full of determination, and at any cost, if one has decided to do it, even if anger has to be involved, that is called Jalal. So, at the time when Allah sends those prophets, prophets with law, at that time, it is a particular period of His expression of Jalal. Willy-nilly, whatever may happen, that book of law will have to be established in the lifetime of that prophet. So if people use sword against the such prophets, swords would be permitted to be used against the offenders. And ultimate victory has to be won in the lifetime of that prophet, because unless he has demonstrated the law to the people with his own example, he cannot be satisfied as to the fact that people have understood the message correctly. The Holy Quran mentions this in the verse, وَكَذَلِكَ يُسَرْنُسَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ وَلَيَقُولُ دَرَسْتَ وَلَنُبَيَّنَهُ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. That, O Holy Prophet, this is why we repeat the verses in so many ways. We give them different turns so that people may understand. And you should be satisfied when they say it in so many words addressing you, Darasta. You have fulfilled your duty as a teacher, and we have fully understood. So that phase cannot be completed unless the victory is won during the lifetime of that prophet, and the first phase is established completely. He must be able to demonstrate it in a manner as if, in a manner where he has also power to do that. If he is not given the power of state, for example, in his lifetime, how can he implement such things where the authority of state is required? So that phase is of Jalal. And Allah will not wait for the people to, for a very long period. They have to accept, at least in as much as a full authority is exercised by the prophet of that time in an area where he is sent primarily, or to a people to which he is sent primarily. This is Jalal. And the phase of Jamal is the phase of patience. The whole Jalal is left to the people to exercise against the servants of Allah. And Allah says that it is not Jalal alone which can win. It is Jamal which can win. And the Jamal means that whatever atrocities you commit against the people, the people are not permitted to pay you in the same coins. The sword is handed over to the persecutor. The power to light fires is delegated to the persecutors. The power to persecute and loot and put to arson and destroy and kill, all the annihilative powers are handed over to the persecutor. And it is said, do whatever you may, you will not win. Perseverance, patience, love must become victorious over the powers of hatred and annihilation. This is the period of Jamal. As you may have witnessed in the history of Christianity, against the period of Jalal of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now this period also requires patience in the sense that your victory is not within a generation or two. Sometimes it lingers on and on. For centuries sometimes you have to offer sacrifices. But with Jamal, never with anger. With the result that victory which is attained through Jamal later on, this is the second phase of the same religion in fact. It's a different phenomena, but it belongs to the prophet of the first of the religion, the founder prophet of the religion, because it is he initially who has been given the responsibility. So that both these phases originally belong to him, but have been unfolded, one during his lifetime, and the second during after his lifetime, during a phase farther apart. So this is how you compare Hazrat Musa's time with Hazrat Isa's time. And the victory which is attained later on by Jamal, it is much wider and much more lasting. It encompasses not only the people to whom the message is addressed, but to the people around as well. It's a very strong phenomenon which when it comes into motion and ultimately wins. So this is why Ahadrat sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was told in the Holy Quran that you are like a prophet before you, that is Moses. And it says, Kama arsalna ila Firauna rasula. We have sent this prophet, raised this prophet, as we raise the prophet towards Pharaoh, that is Moses. And the founder of Islam, according to the Holy Quran, is similar to the founder of what you call the religion of Torah. Judaism it is called, but in fact it is the religion of Torah. So that similarity does not end there, that just they are the lawmakers and the lawbringers. The similarity continues into other regions. Sword was raised against Hazrat Moses. Sword was raised against Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That sword was defeated with sword at the hands of Moses ultimately and at the hand of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The law was completed and established during their lifetime. And however strong the enemy may appear now when we look back, it was totally destroyed. This is the phenomena which was unrolled and unveiled during the time of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he promises the Ummah that at the end, a Messiah would also appear, it shows automatically, it is inferred from that as the founder was not the same Moses but similar to him, so the Messiah would be the similar person or an office holder similar to the old Messiah, not he himself. It is the phenomena which is going to be unfolded. And the same phenomena has been unfolded by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. And we are passing through the same phases of torture and persecution. And it seems there is an unending chain which would not end in our lifetime. It will continue. Allah knows how long it's going to be. But we know positively that if the Messiah of Moses was made ultimately and finally and consummately victorious by Allah, it is impossible that the Messiah of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not made more conspicuously conqueror and victorious and the ultimate winner. So that is what is going to happen inshallah. And Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam has also mentioned this, that it's not necessary that Ahmadiyyat should take 300 years. Because there is an additional blessing of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam which is obviously exercising in our favor. For example, Jesus was crucified, but Hazrat Masih Maud was saved from crucifixion despite their best attempts to put him to death through hanging. That is a sort of crucifixion in existence in the present days. But the attempts failed, concocted murders and all that, and they go on till today. These people always behave in the same manner. Distorted minds always think in the same terms. The crime is repeated by different people, but the manner of crime remains the same. So Allah saved him. So it is not necessary that the similarity should be extended to each detail. But the similarity is to be extended in departments, in generalities. And there you find so many similarities between Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam and the Messiah of old that it is surprising. I'll tell about that later, but first let me finish this part, that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has given us the glad tidings that it is not necessary that we'll have to wait for 300 years. Maybe within 200 years, maybe even within 100 years. So the exceptional phase of sacrifices which we have entered also gives us the glad tiding that there is going to be an exceptional phase of Allah's favors. And within a matter of our lifetime, I am quite certain, inshallah, we will see great changes occurring. And Allah help us to be patient till that time. And let's hope that Allah will bring that time sooner than we expect. Now, the similarities between Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam and Hazrat Messiah are so many. For example, you can measure the distance through years. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam appeared at the head of the 14th century, about 1300 years after Hazrat Moses. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam appeared at the head of the 14th century. Hazrat Musa was permitted to raise sword against sword. Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was permitted to raise sword against sword, but Messiah was not. So was not Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam. Every time an effort was made through coercion, through torture, through persecution, through prosecution by the Jews to annihilate Christianity, the net result was that Christianity always emerged bigger and stronger. And it's a strange thing that every time the swords were defeated and the throats which were cut were not defeated. Those who burnt houses, they were made poorer. And whose houses were burnt, they were not made poorer. They went on spreading and gaining in everything. So the same phenomena we have seen with our own eyes unfolded at the time of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. And we are going through these phases. And again, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was told by Allah that in response to their cruelties, you must teach patience and tell your people to pray. The same was the message of the Christ of old, the Messiah. This is exactly what he taught. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was mocked at by his enemies, and they said, look here, unless you descend bodily from heaven, we are not going to believe in you. The same thing happened about Jesus Christ. He was told that we should not believe in you, we would not believe in you, until Elijah descends from heaven bodily. And the Bible tells us that they mocked at the followers of Hazrat Masih, alayhi salatu wasalam, peace be upon him. And they said, look, they went and complained to the master, Hazrat Masih. Look here, this is what the rabbis and the Pharisees are doing to us. They come and mock at us. They say, produce the Elijah first from the heaven, unless he descends. How can you expect us to believe? And Hazrat Masih, you know what he said in answer? He said, John the Baptist, Yohanna, is the same Elijah who was to descend from heaven, believe it or not. So the verdict was given for all times. This was exactly the objection against the new Messiah. Expectation of somebody appearing from heaven in body, not in spirit. And the same was the answer by Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. So there are so many departments. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, to my memory, 14 similarities. And again, for example, there is one similarity of his appearing at the end. And Hazrat Rasulul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has used the same word, akhreen, that Messiah would appear among the akhreen. And after that, there would be Qiyamah, or the day of resurrection, or the day of ultimate annihilation. So the same thing is said in Hadith, that after Messiah appears, there will be Qiyamah, and the day of resurrection, or the day of total annihilation of the world, whatever you call it. So this is one. This is also a department of similarity. But there are so many. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned about 14, and I have also been mentioning them variously at various places. So you understand the phenomena Jamal. Jamal is a very strange phenomena. Apparently it's a very soft looking world. How beautiful and soft that Jamal is going to appear. But it is so torturous and so painful, that those people who become the symbol of Jamal, of Allah's Jamal, representatives of Allah's Jamal, they have to suffer a very great deal. So Jalal apparently is a very strong and powerful phenomena with a sense of anger in it, as I have explained. But on the other hand, people during the Jalal, are better off in so many ways. But Hazrat Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one prophet who encompasses every situation in himself as well. It is not that Hazur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was only representative of Jalal, and he left the Jamal for Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam and his people entirely. This is wrong to conceive this. He encompassed both these qualities to the utmost. And there are two phases in his life which are distinct from the other. For example, the period of Mecca and the period of Medina. Period of Mecca is the consummation of Jamal, and the period of Medina is the consummation of Jalal. So, although in his lifetime both the phenomena were manifested, yet as a period, it takes a longer period. Both the period of Jalal and period of Jamal are not periods contained in one lifetime. They are extended to many generations. So as such, we can say positively that Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's phase was that of Jamal predominantly, because after him there was a very long period of Jalal. Despite the fact that he encompassed both in his own person. And in the time of Masih Maud alayhi salam, there is going to be a long period and phase of Jamal as against that.